This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, that's quite a major issue there. I gather Catherine Devaney has tweeted about that billboard, but I don't know what she said. Another message here from Jennifer says, I had a parent at a prestigious religious school tell me that I was in a minority and I was threatened verbally. Ethnocentrism is rife in Melbourne and discrimination is still there in some quarters. Well, we know about that discrimination being there in some quarters, and we know about it particularly affecting young people, which is where my next guest Micah Scott of Minus 18 comes in. Welcome to the show, Micah.
Hello, thank you.
Now, for those who don't know, explain what Minus 18 is.
Sure. Well, Minus 18 is a youth-led organisation, which means it's run entirely by young people. And it was set up as providing a place of support and networking for underage, same-sex attracted and gender diverse young people to, I guess, interact with each other and reduce social isolation that is often experienced by young people who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse.
Yeah, they tend to have a rough time of it at school, don't they?
They do indeed, which is why we're running our second same-sex formal.
Now, that's a very good one because, as I was mentioning earlier on in the programme, several times over the last few years on this show, we've covered issues around people wanting to take their same-sex partner to a school formal. And not being allowed to, or it being a big issue of one kind or another. The school pretending it doesn't have a policy, making up a policy on the hoof. I mean, Christina, you'll remember the whole thing about Ivanhoe Girls' grammar.
Yes, I do.
Which was, you know, quite a ridiculous runaround. Them claiming they didn't have a policy and that it only applied in certain years.
That they did have a they didn't have a problem with it in front of everyone, behind closed doors. It was a bit of a, you shouldn't really go there.
Well, that's a problem that we hear quite a lot, is that when young people go to their principals or their year-level coordinators.
Which takes a good deal of guts.
It does. And, like, let's be frank,
about kids, what sort of age?
16, 17 years old, they shouldn't have to be asking for permission to take someone. No other young person has to ask permission to take a certain partner to their formal. So that in itself takes guts, you're very correct. And they go to their coordinators and they say, look, you're allowed to, but we prefer that you don't. Or, just don't do that because it will cause too much of a scene and you don't want to get picked on, and they're made to feel as though,
they're the problem.
They're a problem, and as though they have to fight it. And 16 and 17 and 18 year olds shouldn't have to fight that sort of thing.
The damage being done to them
absolutely
is just amazing.
And even when they are allowed to go, there is this whole thing about what you're allowed to wear, because I remember there's been lots of arguments about lesbians wearing tuxedos down the years.
And God forbid, Doug.
Well, you can wear a you can wear a tux to the formal, but we won't put you in the photograph. Another crazy thing that
absolutely
they do. So you almost obviously have come across a lot of this.
We have. And
which is what's prompted you to decide to have a formal of your own.
Well, exactly. And it's unfortunate when you do hear cases like the Ivanhoe case in the media, but for every case that gets reported, there are
hundreds
that don't. And we, being the organisation that deals with young people coming to us all the time and hearing their stories, we do hear it all the time. And even if they've got support from the faculty, they don't have support from their peers. And some of our volunteers at Minus 18 have actually taken their partners to their formal against, all the advice of their teachers, and been picked on at the actual events, or isolated on a table by themselves with no one else on the table. We're talking about
how to make you feel really, really welcome.
That's just complete unnecessary behaviour towards towards someone. No human should have to experience that sort of, I guess, just blatant discrimination, really. Yeah.
And I suppose, you can't very well go around from school to school to school to school to school, and it's a slow process of re-educating them all. So you've just short-circuited the whole thing, haven't you, by having your own?
We have. And I mean, the dream is that one day, we don't need to run these sorts of events, but they do act as a place for young people to feel comfortable, but also sends a message to schools that this is actually an issue. And, last time we ran this event in 2010, we were expecting about 100 students to come along, and we sold out at 250.
Wow.
And this year we're pushing for 300.
Yeah.
And in terms of getting...
It sounds like you're going to get it too.
Well, if the, I guess, feedback and responses in the last 24 hours has been any indication, it's going to be an incredibly popular event.
But even the feedback from the kids that are actually going, they get to meet other children that are going through exactly the same thing, and it's such an important thing for them at that time in their life.
Yeah, and there's a really big focus as well on not needing a partner, and particularly when you are underage, same-sex attracted, it can be really difficult to I guess socialise with other people and meet boyfriends and girlfriends and all that sort of thing. So you're more than welcome to come with your partner. You bring a friend along, but you can also come by yourself, and there are lots of people coming by themselves, and there are tables that a singles table where you can go and not be alone. And I think that's just the point of the formal, is to not be alone and to experience a night that everyone else gets to experience and gets to be comfortable experiencing. So why shouldn't they?
Fantastic.
I think it's a lovely idea, and it's a nice simple idea, and it's always nice to have something very positive to talk about.
It is. And a lot of people have been mentioning, there's been high school same-sex partner stories in the media.
Yeah, there's been a lot of negativity around this whole thing.
About this time every single year, and this is the first really positive story, and it's just so lovely to be a part of that positivity.
And what about the parents? Are you getting quite good feedback from them?
We are, and in fact, the feedback we got after the first event, we got this most adorable letter from a mum who encouraged her son to come along to the formal. And she wrote that he'd been to three different schools over the past 5 years, and he'd always been bullied at his schools, never made friends. And a month after attending the formal, he finally had friends. And she said she didn't even know him anymore. He was so happy, and she'd never seen her son happy with friends. And reading that sort of letter is the most beautiful thing, and really validates what we do.
Yeah, well, you're obviously making a good impact out there. There's a message here from Melina. Looking at the schools participating in Pride March, there were very few independent schools compared to state schools. The more prestigious schools need to get involved, like Xavier and Scotch. I'd love to see that one day soon. But minus 18 is just gorgeous, and many teachers, and I'm a teacher, speak highly of it. You're doing wonderful stuff, people.
Oh, thank you, Melina.
Always nice to get a pat on the back, isn't it?
It is. And, speaking of feedback as well, we've had donations. We've got a drive at the moment where if you think it's a great idea, you can donate the cost of a ticket, which is $35, and that ticket goes directly to a young person who otherwise can't ask their parents for that money, or who can't afford it, because being in high school, you've got a lot of expenses as well. And
formals can be very expensive business too.
And particularly when you've got clothes as well, you don't need a ticket price on top of that. And so we've got a lot of parents who say, my son and my daughter isn't gay, but if they were, I would want them to be able to go to an event like this. And they're donating tickets.
And how do we donate if we want
to
donate?
You can go onto our website, minus18.org.au.
Which is also linked on the Rainbow
Report. It is indeed. Thank you. And donate a ticket. Donate as many as you want. Just for $35, that directly supports a young person in coming to the event, and I don't think you can get much more bang for your buck.
That's amazing. Well done. Thank you.
Well, it makes a big difference to somebody's life. You talked about isolation. I think all of us have got stories in our own past about feeling like the wallflower, as it were.
Yes.
Or, well, do I remember taking girls to school dudes, feeling very uncomfortable with the whole business, really, and her wondering what was wrong with her, when, of course, there was nothing wrong with her. I remember one girl I went out with quite a while. She sent me a Valentine's card. Coming up to Valentine's Day, it's kind of appropriate. She sent me a Valentine's card after about the third date that said, "Ours is just a pure and simple love." And inside it said, "I'm pure because you're simple." Little did she know what she was up against.
That's great.
So obviously now you're coming down to the wire. This is actually on Valentine's Day, isn't it?
The formal?
Yeah.
No, it's April 14th.
April
14th. Not February
14th. Oh, we've got a while to go then. We've got a while
yes,
to go.
Yes, we do, which is why you know, we jump on now and donate now.
Okay. And where and when is this all happening?
So it's April 14th. It's happening as one of the opening events of National Youth Week. And it's happening at the Reach Foundation in Collingwood. They've got this beautiful hall that they kindly let us use. And it is a full sit-down dinner with shows and the whole shebang. It's just really exciting. It's fantastic.
And how are sales and the tickets going at the moment?
Well, we have donations open. Sales haven't begun just yet. We're trying to build a bit of the anticipation just so that everyone gets an opportunity because it is generally a sellout event. So we do just want to let everyone get their head around the details before we release tickets, but they go on sale next Friday.
Next Friday. And the theme for this year's formal is Teenage Dream.
It is.
Well, what could be better? What could be better? And you've got a three-stage thing, pre-dinner mocktails and mingle, sit-down dinner and show, and then a dance party to follow.
We do.
All nice and clean and drug and alcohol-free as well.
100%.
So parents can feel perfectly safe with their children going along there. Obviously, there's adult supervision.
Of course.
Of course, of course. And as you say, they go on sale 25th Feb, and they're $25 when you purchase them before
the 3rd of March,
or $35 thereafter. $35 yes, if you want to donate the cost of a ticket, so that someone who couldn't otherwise afford to go can go. Don't go away, Micah. We just have to get a few more messages out.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.